light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulallah. Marhaba, khush amdeed. Welcome to one and all to another wonderful episode of the series, The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel English and at the moment with the love make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all our Muslims across the globe, wherever you are, whichever city you are, whichever country you are, whichever state you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of you under His divine mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on showering His wonderful blessings and bounties, countless bounties upon all of you. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, today after a long break, once again, we have a very special guest with us, our beloved Mawlana Asim Madani Sahab. Mawlana Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam Warahmatullahi.
How are you, Mawlana Sahab?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, good to see you after long. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, today we are with you with a very beautiful and wonderful topic. Today, inshallah, Azrujal, we will be discussing what are the characteristics, the qualities, the sifat of a pious person, a muttaqi, parhezgar person, a person who is on the path towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are his qualities and characteristics? Inshallah, that will be our focal point of discussion for today, inshallah, azawajal. Inshallah, we will take a break for a kalam, but before we go towards the kalam, I'll quickly go towards Mawlana Sahab and maybe pose a small question to him and listen to his answer, inshallah, and then we will go towards our kalam, which we will be playing for you, inshallah, azawajal. Mawlana Sahab, the qualities and characteristics of a muttaqi, a pious person, parhezgar is, you know, it's something which is beyond our comprehension, something which we cannot list. But any specific, I would say important qualities which you would like to mention to us, inshallah, azawajal, something short, something sweet for our viewers, inshallah.
There are plenty good qualities and the characteristics of a pious person. A pious person cannot be greedy. A pious person cannot lie. A pious person will not backbite. A pious person will not deceive anyone. A pious person will not disobey his parents. A pious person will try to obey each and every commandment of Almighty Allah. A pious person will never miss his salah. A pious person will not miss any fast in the month of Ramadan. A pious person will try to give his zakat if zakat is farz upon him. A pious person will not hurt anyone. A pious person will always try to please the Muslim brothers. A pious person will always try to fulfill the rights of Allah. A pious person will always try to fulfill the rights of Muslim brothers. A pious person will always try to fulfill the rights of his neighbors. There are lots of good qualities and characteristics which are found in a pious person who is a servant of Almighty Allah. But I would like to discuss just few of those characteristics today in the light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night when he went for Mi'raj, he saw a very strange thing. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I saw a person whose soul was wrapped in the light of the Arsh of Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Allahu Akbar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I asked, is he an angel? The answer was given, no, he is not an angel. Then I asked, is him a Nabi? The answer was given, no, he is not a Nabi. He is not a prophet. Then I asked that, who is this person? He is so fortunate that his soul is wrapped in the light of the Arsh of Almighty Allah, throne of Almighty Allah. Then the answer was given that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is that person who has three good qualities, good characteristics. Number one, his tongue was always moist with the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Number two, he never became the cause of the insult of his parents, meaning due to him no one insulted his parents, no one spoke ill of his parents. And number three, the third quality which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that, I was told that the third quality which this person has is that his heart was always attached to the house of Almighty Allah, to the mosque, to the masjid.
Subhanallah.
Look at this fortunate person and see, Hafsab, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, he witnessed many things. He saw many people. He saw some people who are being punished in the valleys of this earth. He saw some people who were being punished in the hell. He saw some other fortunate people who were enjoying the blessings and the bounties of Jannah. Right? And at the same time, we should also remember that when a person dies, where does his soul go? Where does his soul stays? Where does his soul stay? It is written in Bukhari Sharia that soul of the believers stay and stay according to their status and their martaba and their rank. Some of the believers' soul remains on their graves. Some of them remains in between the skies and the earth. And some of the souls stay on the first sky, on the second sky, third, fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh. Some souls, you know, stay above the skies even, and some even under the arsh of Almighty Allah. And this person is so fortunate that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I saw his soul that it was wrapped in the light of the arsh of Almighty Allah, meaning his soul was not staying on his grave. His soul was not staying on the first sky or the second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth. It was even above that, and it was even above Jannah, under the arsh of Almighty Allah, wrapped in the light of the arsh of Almighty Allah. But look at the characteristics and the qualities, good qualities of that person. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, when I asked that due to which qualities this person is so fortunate that Almighty Allah blessed his soul with the noor of his arsh, it is wrapped in the noor of the arsh of Almighty Allah. Number one, he always used to remember Almighty Allah, meaning his tongue used to remain busy in the zikr of Almighty Allah. Number two, his heart was attached to the house of Almighty Allah. And number three, he never ever became cause and the means of disrespecting and insulting his parents.
Subhanallah.
So inshallah, our entire discussion will be around these three qualities. Inshallah, we'll discuss inshallah after the break.
Subhanallah. Jazakallahu khairan, sahab. Wonderful qualities, and from the beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Apparently, it will seem as if they are very simple things. And many of us didn't think about these qualities. Maybe we were thinking, a person who performs salah the entire night, a person who maybe never misses his tahajjud, a person who did the most difficult forms of ibadat. But look at these three beautiful points which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us. And as Munasab will elaborate, I feel that these three qualities are such that each one of us can instill them in our hearts, in our lives, in our lifestyle. Inshallah. So we will discuss this further. We will now take a short break for a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर्द तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर्द तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, बुलाना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा या रसूल अल्लाह, मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर्द तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, बुलाना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
निगाहे गुम्बदे खज़रा को तकती और झुक जाती, निगाहें गुम्बदे खज़रा को तकती और झुक जाती, नजर से छुप गया अब वो नजारा या रसूल अल्लाह, नजर से छुप गया अब वो नजारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर्द तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, बुलाना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
न जाने फिर मुयस्सर हाजिरी हो कब तेरे दर की, न जाने फिर मुयस्सर हाजिरी हो कब तेरे दर की, सलामे आखिरी ले लो हमारा या रसूल अल्लाह, सलामे आखिरी ले लो हमारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर्द तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, बोला सुना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
ये आंखें रो रही है और दिल पर गम का गलबा है, ये आंखें रो रही है और दिल पर गम का गलबा है, कि फिर याद आ गया रोजा तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, कि फिर याद आ गया रोजा तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर्द तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, बुलाना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
वो मिंबर की बहारे और वो मेहराब का जलवा, वो मिंबर की बहारे और वो मेहराब का जलवा, मिलेगा कब मुझे ऐसा नजारा या रसूल अल्लाह, मिलेगा कब मुझे ऐसा नजारा या रसूल अल्लाह,
छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर्द तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह, बोला सुना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा या रसूल
رسول اللہ تمہیں رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا تمہیں رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah, coming back to our silsila, before the break we left you with some beautiful words. Asim Madani Sahib was with us and he left us a beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj saw a person covered in the noor and the light of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when inquired then he was told that this person has a few qualities, and Munasab will inshallah elaborate on those qualities, that he wasn't a reason for any disrespect caused towards his parents. Means because of him, nobody disrespected his parents or said something bad towards his parents. Likewise, he was that person whose heart was always attached to the masjid. Some beautiful qualities, inshallah, Zujal, and inshallah, Munasab will elaborate. Munasab, there are three qualities. I would like you to first elaborate on the first quality, and then inshallah azawajal we'll discuss further.
When I mentioned these three qualities, First is to make a zikr of Allah. Second is to love masjid, to the house of Allah. And third is to respect the parents, not becoming the cause of disrespecting and insulting the parents. When we hear, it looks very easy. The viewers of Madani channel might think it's very easy. Yes, indeed it's very easy.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Right.
Is it difficult to make the zikr of Almighty Allah?
Allah.
Is it difficult to love masjid? Is it difficult to respect parents? It is not difficult. But it is difficult at the same time for those people who don't want to do. If a person doesn't want to make the zikr of Almighty Allah, for him it is difficult. If a person is not interested to worship Almighty Allah, so it means the worship is difficult for him, because if it was easy for him, so he would have done it. There are many other things which are very easy for him, which he loves to do. He loves to go and play different games. He loves to go on a picnic, so it becomes easy for him, no matter how far he needs to go and travel. It becomes easy for him to do that. He loves running a business. No matter how difficult his business is, no matter how far he needs to travel and go for the business to earn money, but it becomes easy for him. Why? Because he loves money. He loves to do that. So it means these things are easy to do, but only for the person who wants to do that. Nowadays, the problem is that we don't want to worship Almighty Allah. We are negligent from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. I just remember a narration. Once Hazrat Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam requested in the Barga of Almighty Allah, "O Almighty Allah, I want to worship you in such a way that I get tired. I want to put a lot of efforts for that ibadah. I want to make my body tired. Mushakkat feel karna chahta hoon. I want to feel the hardship of that ibadat." Almighty Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, मूसा मेक माय जिक्र लाउडली, मेक माय जिक्र
लाउडली
लाउडली. हज़रत मूसा अलैहिस्सलाम मेड द जिक्र ऑफ ऑलमाइटी अल्लाह एंड ही एंजॉयड इट. He felt joy after remembering and making the dhikr of Almighty Allah. Next day, he remembered Allah again. He made the dhikr of Allah again and his joy increased actually. Third day, he made the dhikr of Almighty Allah again. So he continued to remember Allah and his joy continued to increase. Now he requested in the bargah of Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, I wanted to perform such ibadat, such worship, which can make my body tired. I wanted to feel hardship and, you know, the tiredness. I wanted to make my body tired. But I don't feel any hardship, any tiredness. I rather enjoy it. I feel joy. So Almighty Allah said that, Musa, this is my mercy upon you that you feel joy when you worship me.
Subhanallah.
You feel joy when you make my dhikr. You feel joy and happiness when you worship me, when you remember me. Don't you see Pharaoh? Don't you see Firaun? He lost his kingdom. He lost his power. Even he lost his life. But he never uttered a single word in the remembrance of Almighty Allah. He never ever remembered Almighty Allah. So Musa, if you are enjoying my zikr, this is my mercy which I have showered and bestowed upon you.
Subhanallah.
So it means remembering Almighty Allah, making the zikr of Almighty Allah is difficult. Because when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Almighty Allah, I want to perform a difficult ibadat. So what Almighty Allah told him? That make the zikr of Almighty Allah loudly. It means worshipping Almighty Allah is not easy, it is difficult.
Right.
But if a person wants to do it, if a person loves to worship Almighty Allah, so instead of feeling it hard, feeling it difficult, he rather enjoys it and he feels joy after performing that ibadat.
Super.
He worships Almighty Allah and he feels the sweetness of the sajdas. He performs sajda, he lowers his head in the bargah of Almighty Allah, he humbles and he surrenders himself in the bargah of Almighty Allah. After that, he does not feel any kind of hardship, rather he enjoys it and he feels the sweetness. You know, many people, they complain that, Molana, I'm performing salah since 20 years, but I don't enjoy it. I don't feel the sweetness of sajdas. How can you feel when you are not interested in doing that and when you are not doing it wholeheartedly with sincerity,
Allah,
with ikhlas?
Allah.
Ikhlas is the main thing. That if you have that and with ikhlas, with sincerity and with the, you know, happiness, if you perform any ibadat, whether it is the zikr of Almighty Allah, in fact, namaz is also the zikr of Almighty Allah, tilawat is the zikr of Almighty Allah, durood-e-paak is the zikr of Almighty Allah, tasbih is the zikr of Almighty Allah, any kind of worship which you perform is the zikr of Almighty Allah, even if you remember the awliya of Almighty
Allah,
that is also the zikr of Almighty Allah. If you remember and you make the zikr of the chosen ones, you know, the pious people, pious servants of Almighty Allah, so indirect, that is also the zikr of Almighty Allah. So whenever we make the zikr of Almighty Allah, and if we do it wholeheartedly, then we will enjoy it the way Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam enjoyed it. And if, ma'azallah, we don't want to do it, if we don't want to do it, then what Almighty Allah said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Then look at Pharaoh, look at Firaun. This is my mercy I have bestowed upon you, I have showered upon you, so you are enjoying it. Otherwise, if a person does not enjoy it or doesn't, you know, find any interest in making the zikr of Almighty Allah, so there is something wrong. What if he is deprived from the mercy of Almighty Allah that such that he doesn't feel the sweetness of sajdas? He feel it as a burden. He doesn't want to go to the masjid. Because he feels it as a burden. Nowadays, you know, people are negligent.
Allah.
they are ghafil from the zikr of Almighty Allah. And Quran says that وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. One who becomes negligent from the zikr of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah says that we appoint a shaitan upon him,
Allah,
who becomes his partner and friend. Now it's up to you which friend you want to make. If you become negligent from the zikr of Almighty Allah, Quran says that we appoint a shaitan who becomes his partner, and then he whispers, he misguides him.
Allah.
And that happens in our society. People don't want to perform salah. People don't want to make the zikr of Almighty Allah. They are very busy in a lot of wrong activities. Their entire day is busy. Their night is busy, day is busy. They don't have time to remember Almighty Allah. And the person who doesn't remember Almighty Allah, does he think that Almighty Allah will remember him?
Allah.
Almighty Allah is very merciful. He doesn't punish us even if we don't remember him, because we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as long as we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showers mercy upon us. He doesn't stop sustenance. We get sustenance every day. You know, we don't fall from a mountain. Mountain doesn't fall upon us. Sky doesn't fall upon us. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah. And look at how important is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Animals are not bound by Sharia. But what the Sharia says? Sharia says that if you want to slaughter a halal animal, you remember Almighty Allah first, then slaughter. And if you don't remember Allah, if you don't mention the name of Almighty Allah, even if you slaughter it, that animal will become haram. You will not be allowed to eat it. So the animal whose soul comes out or leaves its body without remembering Almighty Allah doesn't become halal. So what about our breath? Each and every breath is bound by Sharia. What if that breath is taken without remembering Almighty Allah? How useless it is.
Subhanallah.
We are breathing. That's a mercy of Almighty Allah. If we can't breathe, if for example, what you call it, agar saans andar le liya, and if it doesn't come out,
you will die. You can't breathe out.
You will die. It means each and every breath is the mercy of Almighty Allah. So when you take, before you take it, you must remember Allah. You must mention the name of Almighty Allah. You must say Alhamdulillah. Allah is the one who has blessed me with these breaths. Because our life depends on that. Our life depends on that. And if a person can't breathe, his life will come to an end.
Right.
So what the akal says, akal kya kehti hai? That zaat who grants you, who bless you with this life, that zaat who bless you with the health. There are many people, Habsab, who want to talk, but they don't have the ability to speak. Their tongue does not have the ability to say anything. They want to hear, but they don't have the power of listening. They want to see, but they don't have eyes. They want to hold, but they don't have hands, or even they don't have the power to hold something. They want to walk, but they can't walk. If you go to a person who is not able to walk, if you ask him that what is your desire, he might say that I want to go to the masjid. He will say, I want to go to the masjid, to the house of Almighty Allah. I want to perform namaz. So those people who don't have these bounties, they understand the value and the importance of these bounties. But we, Alhamdulillah, our tongue is safe. Our hands are safe. We can speak, we can talk, we can walk, we can see, we can hear. So we should be very thankful to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who have blessed me with all these favors and bounties. Ya Allah, main tera shukr ada karta hun. I am very, very grateful to you. Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
That is the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Ji.
Subhanallah. That is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Allahu Akbar. That is the glory that mentions the glory of Almighty Allah. That is also the zikr of Almighty Allah. But what happens when any problem comes, any difficulty comes, mm-hmm. then a person remembers Allah. That time he will remember Almighty Allah. But if everything is going smooth, he doesn't go through any difficulty, any challenge, any problem, any hurdle, any difficulty, then he will never remember Almighty Allah. Allah. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said to one of his companions when he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, there are a lot of shari rulings upon me, which are necessary upon me. Ya Rasulullah, tell me one thing which I hold firmly. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your tongue should always remain busy in the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
Always remember Almighty Allah. Mm-hmm. Meaning, Mufti Ahmad Jarhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes under the Ishara of this Siddhi Sepak, perhaps he asked about the nafli ibadat, that there are a lot of nafli ibadat. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me one. I will hold it firmly. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make the zikr of Almighty Allah. Allah. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
الْقُلُوبِ.
You know, people try to find peace, comfort in different things. You know, if you ask, ma'azallah, if you ask a drunker who drinks alcohol, why do you drink alcohol? He will say, sometime you will hear that he will say that, you know, just for the comfort and peace. You know, I was very feeling discomfort, or I was not comfortable, so I thought, let me drink something. Drink alcohol so that for some time I can feel comfort.
Allah.
But Quran says, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Where are you looking for the peace?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you looking for the comfort? Comfort and the peace is in the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Wonderful, Mulana Sahib. Jazakallah for those beautiful words regarding the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And undoubtedly, you know, Mulana Sahib left us with this ayat that Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Undoubtedly, the peace, the tranquility, the comfort lies only and solely in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person constantly remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then subhanallah, you can see how Allah ta'ala opens the ways for him, how much peace he himself receives from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have any worries, you have difficulties, you have calamities, you have problems, you have issues, the way and the place where you have to turn to is the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll carry on our silsila after this short break. A few Madani pearls we'll listen to, and then we will be moving towards the conclusion of the episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Haya is something that Islam encourages, Islam promotes, because society can only remain peaceful, serene, and in a good state, good condition, if the people in that society are modest, bahaya. And a society where immodesty is rife and rampant, Allahu Akbar, so many sins take place, an accumulation of sins, wrongdoings. And then the adab of Allah will descend. What else will happen? So let us go to the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that iman, faith, has 70 plus branches of faith. And modesty is a big branch of faith, a massive branch of faith. Who is saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said. And who has narrated it? Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. It's mentioned in Nasai, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. Very powerful hadith. That one strong part of iman is haya, showing haya. So we have to ponder upon ourselves. How much do we act upon Islamic teachings regarding haya? Now, before I continue with narrations, etc., the ta'rif, the definition, what is haya? Haya doesn't mean that in every given situation you show shyness, you show modesty, you pull out of situations because you are shy. No. The definition of haya that the scholars have given, Allama Baydawi rahimahullah has mentioned, Al-haya'u inqibadu nafsi anil qabihi makhafat al-dham. For the ego, for the nafs, for the self, to avoid and refrain from bad actions, immoral actions, detestable actions due to the fear of rebuke, this is what haya is. You will refrain from an action because of the rebuke that you will gain if you are caught doing that action. When we look at it from the aspect of Sharia, Allama Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Ali, he states, Islamically speaking, haya is when a person reflects upon the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah always showering upon him, and then he remembers his own shortcomings, his lapses, his errors, and then as a result he feels shame, he feels regret, he feels bad. And then because of this regret, because of this shame, and because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes a vow to avoid that sin and similar sins in the future. He avoids sins in future. Why? Because of his misdeeds, when he reflects upon them, he reflects upon the blessings of Allah. And out of the fear of Allah, he makes this intention, this promise that in the future I won't sin. I won't fall into these things again. This is what haya is. Now, if somebody tells you to do a tilawat of the Quran, and you say, oh, I'm shy, brother, I have haya. That's not haya. This is the haya we're talking about, the shari'i haya that you should develop. Someone asks you to do a good act, recite na'at of the Prophet ﷺ, brother, you know, I have haya in me. Allahu Akbar. You can't use that in that particular context. The haya shouldn't stop you from doing good. It should prevent you from evil and wrongdoing and doing bad. This is the key difference that we should have in mind when discussing the topic of haya.
صلوا للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا نور الله ما شاء الله. Welcome back to our silsila. And before the break, we were discussing the beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the person who was covered in the light and the noor of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very beautifully, Munasa mentioned three qualities according to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one was making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is, because of him, there is no disrespect. He doesn't become a means of disrespect towards the parents. And number three, his heart is associated to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, very beautifully Munasab discussed the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We will inshallah just pass over the other two points because time is not permitting us. Munasab left us with an ayat, so maybe if you can carry on from there inshallah.
Yeah, the ayat says that وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. That one who turns away from the dhikr of Rahman, dhikr of Almighty Allah, so we appoint a shaitan upon him who becomes his partner. Dhikr of Almighty Allah is very important. If a person makes the dhikr of Almighty Allah, he remains safe from shaitan as well. And he turns away from the dhikr of Almighty Allah, shaitan becomes his partner.
Allah.
Then shaitan misguides him.
Mm-hmm.
But as we were discussing, Hafsab, that we should make the dhikr of Almighty Allah all the times.
On that point, Munasab, sorry for cutting you off. If a person just makes the dhikr of Allah, 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 is this only, the characteristics of a pious person? Is this only the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What more would you like to elaborate on this?
Yes, very good question actually. When we talk about the zikr of Almighty Allah, so people might think that zikr of Almighty Allah is Allah is only
Allah,
Allah, Allahu, la ilaha illallah, like that. They think that that is the only zikr. But if you remember, I said in the beginning of our silsila that any ibadat, any kind of worship of Almighty Allah is the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
Whatever action is the worship of Allah is the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Ji.
So namaz is also the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Tilawat is also the zikr of Almighty Allah. Durud-e-Pak is also the zikr of Almighty Allah. Likewise, reading tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. These are also the azkar, zikr of Almighty Allah. So whatever zikr you make, whatever worship you perform, it becomes the zikr of Almighty Allah. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to his companion that your tongue should remain busy in the remembrance of Almighty Allah.
Ji.
In the remembrance of Almighty Allah. So what should be the method of remembering Almighty Allah? The very first and important thing which I would like to share is that, you know, namaz is farz upon us. Salah is farz upon us.
Ji.
And it is one of the pillars of Islam actually.
Ji.
So we should not miss Salah in any case. We should make the intention from now that inshallah we'll try to perform each and every salah with jamaat.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every salah with jamaat. So the very important zikr is namaz.
Ji.
So try to perform each and every salah with jamaat every day, whether it is Fajr or Isha, Maghrib or Asr, whatever salah, go to the masjid. As we, you know, when we were discussing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the person who was covered with the noor of the arsh of Almighty Allah, whose soul was wrapped with the noor of the arsh of Almighty Allah, one of his good qualities and great characteristics was that his heart was attached to the house of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
If a person is lost and his family, you know, tries to find him, looks here and there, you know, tries to, you know, search him, find him, but they don't find him.
Mm.
After some time, he himself comes back.
Ji.
So just as the family will become happy,
Allah.
Almighty Allah becomes pleased with that person who makes his house, who makes the masjid his home.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the masjid his home. Mm. So what does this mean, that he makes the masjid his home?
Mm.
Meaning the way his heart is attached to his home, his heart should be attached to the house of Almighty Allah. When we are, you know, outside home, so what do we do? Or how do we feel? We want to go back to our home. We feel restlessness, discomfort. We want to reach home as soon as possible.
Mm.
So the way our heart is attached to our home, our family, in the same manner, in the same way, our heart should be attached to the house of Almighty Allah. In fact, on the day of judgment, when there will be no shade except the shade of the arsh of Almighty Allah, when, you know, the sun will be just few miles away from people,
mm-hmm.
when everyone will be sweating
mm-hmm.
and looking for help, and due to the heat of the sun, heat of the day, people, you know, will be stressed and worried.
Mm-hmm.
They will be in a difficult time. That will be very difficult time for them.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, they will be looking for a shade. The seven kind of people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Almighty Allah on that day. And one of them is the one whose heart is attached to the Almighty Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Try to perform each and every salah in the masjid.
Mm-hmm.
Try to perform Fajr salah with jamaat. And after Fajr Salah, remain seated in the masjid till the sun rises. Then after that, perform two rakat ishraq.
Hmm.
And then perform chashta namaz as well in the marakis of Dawat-e-Islami, Masajid of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, dars is given after Fajr Salah. Tafsir is read. Tafsir dars is given. Faizan-e-Sunnah dars is given. Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are taught. Ayat of the Holy Quran with the tafsir are taught. So if you come with this intention that I will go and perform Fajr Salah with Jamaat, then I will sit there with the intention of learning Ilm-e-Deen, and then you will remain sitting in the masjid, you will remain busy in the zikr of Almighty Allah, and you will perform Ishraq and Chasht after that, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he performs Fajr Salah with Jamaat, and after performing Fajr, he remains sitting in the masjid, makes the zikr of Almighty Allah, until the sun rises, and when the makruh time finishes, he stands up and performs two rakat namaz ishraq. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Almighty Allah will bless him with the reward of maqbool umrah and maqbool hajj. If you perform Fajr Salah with jamaat and you remain inside the masjid until the sun rises, and then you perform ishraq charge and then go back, how much reward you are going to earn? The reward of how many umrahs and hajj Almighty Allah is going to bless you with.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the sawab of one amal, Fajr Salah with Jamaat. And then, you know, if you come for Fajr, then do some other good deeds and earn this sawab.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, Perform Zohar Salah with Jamaat, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, all the Salahs, even Tarawih Salah. People, you know, on the very first day of Ramadan, they're very excited. Mm-hmm. They come to perform, you know, Tarawih Salah with Jamaat, but after a few days, they become lazy. Even on the very first day, you know, you will see many people coming to the masjid for Fajr Salah. But what happens after a few days? Mm-hmm. They run away. It means they don't feel the sweetness of Ibadat. Mm-hmm. They don't enjoy it. They don't enjoy it. And how a person can enjoy it?
Subhanallah.
If he does it and performs it wholeheartedly with a sincere heart.
Right.
So there's a lot to say about
touching ourselves to the masjid.
Yeah, but the time is not allowing us. So I would like to conclude it with these words that every ibadat is the zikr of Almighty Allah. So make the schedule from now. If you make the habit of reciting Durood-e Pak every day, Tasbih-e-Fatima, you can read after every Salah. Ayatul Kursi is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Mm-hmm. Durood-e Pak is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Surah Ikhlas is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Make the habit of reciting Surah Ikhlas. Make the habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the easy things. Everyone can do. Everyone can recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mm-hmm. But recite it correctly. Everyone can recite La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So while whether you're walking, you are, you know, going to your shop, you are, you know, driving or whatever, you know, you're doing, it is very easy for you to make the dhikr of Almighty Allah. Hmm. Keep tasbih in your hand, keep count in your hand, and spend the entire day. You can spend most part of the day in the dhikr of Almighty Allah. And if you spend your entire day in the dhikr of Almighty Allah, so we have the hope from the mercy of Almighty Allah, that the day when our soul will leave our body, inshallah, it will be welcomed by the angels. It will be presented in the bargah of Almighty Allah in a good manner. And inshallah, it will also be wrapped and covered with the noor of the arsh of Almighty.
Inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Beautiful words of Mulana Sahib. And I have reached the conclusion of our silsila. But inshallah, in the future, Ya Zindah Sohbat Baqi. If you get a chance, inshallah, we will try and discuss some more beautiful pearls. The message which Mulana Sahib has left us with today is that try and make ourselves available, give the time towards the masjid, towards the house of Allah, towards the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remain connected with the masjid and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see the blessings in this world in the hereafter as well. We reach the end of our silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hearts and the mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.